The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, America. Good to have you with us today. Great to be broadcasting from the Liberty University studio. And we've got a lot going on today. Welcome to the program. The good news is we are not at war yet, America. And some very disturbing things happening in Washington, D.C. with both political parties as they seem to be pushing us towards a very dangerous event. And that very dangerous event is going to be war with either Russia or China, or perhaps both nations at the same time. And we're going to get into that. We have a poll up on the Twitter page. Almost 1,000 of you have already weighed in on the big question of the day. And we want to hear from you on this as well. Should the United States go to war with Russia to protect Ukraine from invasion? Should the United States go to war? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, and that is the big question of the day. 844-747-8868. Again, we would love for you to vote on the poll, by the way, which you can do over on Twitter. We also have stories up on our website, toddstearns.com. But this is crazy, folks. We are, and again, you know, say what you want to about Donald John Trump, but he was our peacetime president. He did not. He is the only president in modern American history that did not get the United States engaged or involved in some sort of an armed conflict. And the question at hand is whether or not the United States should be the police department of the entire world. There are a lot of people out there who believe that's what we should be doing, that we should be sending these young kids off to fight some other country's wars. And I've got a problem with that. You know, we were speaking to some students at Liberty University about this, and it was interesting because they didn't seem to understand or realize that they would be the ones drafted to go off into battle. The kids we were talking to, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, those are the kids that are going to be sent over there to the Ukraine to stand on the border and fight the Russians. But look, let's be honest, that war is already over. Russia's got 175,000 troops amassed at the border. And you know what our people are doing right now. Our military, they're trying to explain to the soldiers, the fighting men and women, what their personal pronouns are. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that is going down. And perhaps the craziest came from Senator Wicker from Mississippi. He is a Republican. And this isn't just some random guy. He is the second ranking person on the Senate Armed Services Committee. This is for him to say what he said on Fox News Channel is beyond the pale.
Well, military action could mean that we stand off with our ships in the Black Sea and we rain destruction on Russian military capability. It could mean that. It could mean that we participate, and I would not rule that out. I would not rule out American troops on the ground. We don't rule out first use nuclear action.
Do you understand what he just said? Hayes Wicker, you have to look, the terrifying part is, let's just hope nobody from Russia was watching Fox News Channel while this interview was going down. A sitting United States senator suggesting that, you know what, we have first strike options. So, folks, this is escalating very quickly. And the problem here, and understand where we are, the problem is that Joe Biden's approval ratings are in the toilet and going down. It's not double flushing. We're talking about triple and quadruple flushing. And there's no way out of it. The economy is in a tailspin, and we're going to get to that a little bit later on. The only way for Joe Biden to improve his polling numbers is to take this nation to war. Folks, that is a political reality, and they are laying the groundwork, and you have a lot of people who call themselves Republicans who are war hawks, and I will say this, the Liz Cheney side of the party, and they are chomping for a war. The military-industrial complex, they want a war. Why does the military-industrial complex want a war? Why do they want a war? Well, the answer is very simple, because they just came out of a four-year peacetime presidency. They lost their shirts, and they're looking for a way to make an easy dollar. And what better way than that than to get the United States in some sort of a shooting war with the Russians, putting young American lives in jeopardy? Now, look, I have nothing against the Ukrainians. I mean, great people, great country. They have a responsibility to protect their own country. Now, there are strategic partnerships. There are relationships that we have. We have binding treaties with people. We've got to honor those obligations. Yes, we do. But that doesn't mean we go out there, as Senator Wicker suggested, and nuke the Russians and put U.S. forces on the ground. You think Afghanistan was a debacle? Wait until you see what happens if we go into Ukraine. You just wait. The operative phrase, 175,000 troops, that's the phrase here, folks. So Tucker Carlson has been the leading voice opposing this, and he is very concerned. Cut number 15, please.
Vladimir Putin's a killer, presumably unlike every other head of state on Earth through all human history. But honestly, that is not the relevant question. Vladimir Putin's soul? Who cares? We can leave that to his priest, assuming he has one. The only question that matters, the only question, is how does intervening in Ukraine help the core interests of the United States? And of course, that is the one question no one in Washington is asking.
Now, and look, I respect Tucker for asking these questions, because years ago, I was one of the few conservatives raising very direct questions about our involvement in Iraq, and how wise was it for us to go into Iraq when we were still fighting a war in Afghanistan? Never got a clear answer on that. And of course, now we know we never should have been in Iraq in the first place. So Tucker Carlson had a retired military colonel on the show last night. I want you to hear their conversation.
So where's all this going exactly? What can we expect over the next month or two? Colonel Douglas McGregor has thought a lot about it. He's lived a lot of the stuff. He joins us now to assess. Doug, thanks so much for coming on. Where is this going, do you think?
Well, based upon your monologue, it's hard to tell right now, but certainly the destination is the land of the stupids. You know, what's really disturbing is that this is the eve of the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, an event that dragged us into a two-front war for which we were completely unprepared. And listening to the comments by Wicker and others, it strikes me that Joe Biden has lots of friends on the Hill, all of which are living with him in the early 1990s. They right. seem to think that Russia is prostrate, that Russia has no alternative but to submit to whatever we tell it to do, which, of course, is ridiculous. If we challenge Russia on its doorstep, and by doorstep I mean eastern Ukraine, militarily, we will be defeated. That's not an if, that's a certainty. And if we are stupid enough to consider the use of nuclear weapons to rescue our conventional failure, well, then we're courting the destruction of the known world, frankly, and that's something we should avoid. We have really only one interest. You asked the key question, what is our interest in Ukraine or Russia in that area for that matter? We have one interest, Tucker. That is to prevent a war from breaking out between Ukraine and Russia. A bloody war with implications involving refugees and millions of people being displaced from their homes, moving west into Europe. We have an interest in preventing that. We have an interest in preventing a war in that region that could spread rapidly across the Black Sea, involve Turkey, involve Iran. We don't know. So we have an interest in doing that. And we know that if we can prevent it, we have to compromise. And compromise is the way to ensure that Ukrainians, the majority of them, who are Ukrainian, will live in a free and independent Ukraine. We're not doing any of those things. We're bent on some sort of revenge mission, which makes no sense, to humiliate and harm Russia. Why is beyond me. This is not the Soviet Union. This is Russia, a Russian state that rests on the foundation of Orthodox Christianity. It's back to what it has been for a thousand years. We should celebrate that, not try to destroy it.
Maybe that's one of the reasons we are trying to destroy it.
Could be.
Could be. Douglas McGregor, a wise man. Wish you're in charge. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for that analysis.
Here's where we are, folks. And it is it's a pretty dangerous place for us to be. Because as Mitch McConnell has shown in recent days, he is more than willing to bend over and take one up the backside when it comes to appeasing the Democrats. And my grave concern here is we are about to not stumble, but literally rush our way into some sort of an armed conflict with the Russians. So far, 88.6% of you in our Twitter poll say we should not go to war if Russia invades Ukraine. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to go to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
The last time I tried looking for a funny business podcast, it put me to sleep. If you're like me, you appreciate business news and current events with a little side of comedy. Then I listened to David and Brad, the host of IP Frequently, and found exactly what I was looking for. Solid business advice that leans right, 80s music, and current events. It's the Unicorn of Business podcast, the holy grail of business podcast. Subscribe to IP Frequently and stay up to date on their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcast.
All right, folks, a lot of you are weighing in right now on the live stream over on Facebook. Jennifer says, Todd, the Uniparty and the military complex is alive and well. Geneva says, after the way he handled Afghanistan, I'd be afraid of the mess he would make. I'm sure our allies would agree. Stephen says, yes, we should go to war, go with everything we've got to destroy Putin. No half measure, no playing nice. Okay, folks, I mean, come on. Really? Putin has been in power for 20 years. He wants the Russian Empire restored. This guy is all about Mother Russia. And he wants look, this is Ukraine is not a member of NATO. And again, great people, great country, more power to them. And we will honor and we should honor any agreements we have. But getting into a shooting war or launching a preemptive nuclear strike, as Senator Wicker suggested, is just stupid. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868, North Carolina. Charles on WSIC. All right, Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on what you're talking about. And you're exactly right. It would be absolutely suicidal for the United States to intervene in the Ukraine. As you mentioned, number one, we're not going to win. That is Russia's sphere of influence there. We send a carrier battle group into the Black Sea. Their hypersonic missiles, that thing is a sitting duck for their missiles. And you're risking thousands and thousands of lives there and the destruction of our military equipment. And if that happens, Todd, what's going to be left to defend Taiwan and fight China? There's just no way we can do that.
No, and Charles, you're not. I'll let you finish your thought here. No, that is a fair point, because if I'm the Chinese, we get into a shooting war with Russia, that's when we invade Taiwan. I mean, you will be fighting a war on two fronts. This will basically be World War III.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think this is just a distraction to divert attention away from the failed policies of Joe Biden. I could see him trying to, you know, using this as leverage to get this Build Back Better pushed through, raising the debt ceiling because we may have to go to war. But, Todd, I've watched the collapse of the Soviet Union, and I remember in 1990 when the Soviet Union collapsed and the Warsaw Pact fell apart, there was something called the peace dividend that we were supposed to experience. You know, this Cold War is over, Russians aren't going to invade Europe, and I thought peace was going to break out. Instead, we've absorbed the countries of the Warsaw Pact. We are now right up against the borders of Russia. And imagine if the reverse had happened and you had Canada and Mexico and Western Europe under the sphere of the Soviet Union, and now they're, you know, threatening the United States with bellicose rhetoric like Senator Wicker was. I mean, we would react the same way. But as far as the military-industrial complex goes, Todd, I want people to think about this. This is the year 2021. We've been at war almost 20 years of 21 years in this century. That is more time involved in war, and an undeclared war, I might add, than the cumulative wars of the entire 20th century. World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. So the military-industrial complex war machine has defeated itself, and Donald Trump was the only president that was not part of that establishment, don't you think?
Well, I think so, and that's why he had so many enemies. I mean, we're talking about very powerful, very wealthy people, not just in the deep state and the deep swamp, but also within the Pentagon and the as you said, and what Dwight Eisenhower originally called the military-industrial complex. And it was just like, you know, I think there's a comparison here, Charles, to Big Pharma, where the pharmaceutical companies, they have a vested interest in the pandemic never going away. Just like the military industrial complex, the same thing. They always want us involved in some sort of an armed conflict. They have an interest in making sure we do not win wars, but they just go on for decades. That's the concern I have here.
Yeah, and it just perpetuates itself. But what it could do to this country is just catastrophic. And I don't know now how we're going to back out of this and back down from it. I mean, a lot of those politicians, the same cast of characters that wanted us to go to Iraq, such as the Lindsey Grahams and, you know, even Joe Biden back then. I mean, these are the people, the war hawks that are going to be pushing this. And I don't know how we back down if something happens, but under no circumstances should we get involved in the Ukraine. It would just be, you know, just be terrible.
From what I, and Charles, great call, and thank you for listening and weighing in here. And what I am concerned about, ladies and gentlemen, the readiness of our military. I'm hearing from a lot of people that are currently serving or have young people that are serving in the military, and they're telling me that it's a mess, that the Biden Pentagon is not ready to fight a conflict. We're not ready. So the question at hand, and we're going to get to all of your calls, so hang tight. A lot of you are wanting to weigh in on this. 844-747-8868. Should the United States commit to defending Ukraine against a Russian invasion? Should we go to war? Senator Wicker from Mississippi says, hey, we've got to drop. We could do a first strike nuke option. He said nothing is off the table. Okay, why would you, even if that was on the table, why would you even say something like that out loud? What kind of a moron is Senator Wicker? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Our website, toddstearns.com. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show from the Liberty University Studios. We'll be right back.
Christmas is just around the corner, and if you are in one of the big box stores, you're not going to find MyPillow, and there's a reason why. They've been kicked out of many big box stores because of the cancel culture mob, and that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you, and that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow, normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. And MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Also, use the promo code STARNS. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program, broadcasting from our beautiful Liberty University studios here in Memphis, Tennessee. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on. Hang tight. Our lines are full. So if you're calling right now, you're getting a busy signal. Hang tight. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're very honored to have with us from Liberty University, the dean of the incredible School of Business, the best in America, our good friend, former Congressman Dave Brandt. Did I do a good job introducing you there? It's
That was nice. You forgot to mention I'm behind the golden EIB Todd Stearns microphone at Liberty University.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one. Congressman, we're going to get to the economy in just a second, but people here very concerned about whether or not we're going to face ourselves and find ourselves in an armed conflict. And you know, being up on Capitol Hill, there are a lot of war hawks out there. And when your poll numbers are that low, you know, something like this has a way of turning things around.
Yeah, well, you hate to say it, but it you just got to listen to the talking heads, see who's talking and see who pays them and who their friends are, right? And so yesterday I heard a U.S. senator say that the nuclear option is on the table for the Ukraine. Mississippi U.S. senator
Wicker.
Wicker. And you know, I fell out of my chair. I'm going, that's not in the right ballpark. And so we just got out of Afghanistan. We saw the disaster of that, and that's nothing in comparison to getting into an armed conflict with Russia. And so we got to be very careful. We have a lot of tools, but it doesn't look like the current administration is being bold. If you're going to do deterrence, you better do deterrence well. And it doesn't look like we're doing it yet.
It is a very dangerous place, and we're going to get back to our callers here in just a moment. But I also want you to weigh in on the economy. And Congressman, when you look at of course, jobless claims come out the lowest level in 52 years. Now, the mainstream media says, oh, this is great news. This is proof that the job market is recovering. What say you?
I'd ask all those people to define what a market is. They don't know Econ 101 Chapter 1, right? A free market is a bunch of demanders and a bunch of suppliers working without government intrusion. Without $7 trillion in Federal Reserve funny money out there, without $45 trillion in U.S. debt propping up a dead economy, the economy itself and markets are not good right now. We do not have a free market system anymore. And so it looks like Mitch McConnell is tipping his hat toward another $2 trillion. And, you know, so to see this jobless claims things, right, that's good news. If you have a functioning economy, and real free markets, that would be a good signal, right? The price system sends signals that are loaded with information. But everybody just take out a pen and write out a trillion, right? And see if you can get it right, right? See if you can find out how many zeros are in that, right? So I think it's about 12 zeros. And then, you know, take a $10,000 job or a $100,000 job and see how many of those go into $1 trillion. And the answer is it's a lot. And so, yes, you can, you know, the Chinese, there's a joke Milton Friedman used to say, if you want to put people to work, have them, you know, dig ditches with teaspoons. You'll put a lot of people to work doing meaningless work that's not productive. And so we've got to get back to a free market economy that utilizes workers effectively and increases productivity. And the fact that no one's showing up to work and we got tight labor markets is, of course, tied to wage led inflation. So we already got inflation. Now you're going to see a wage spiral, and it's an unvirtuous spiral going up. That combines, when wages go up, then workers demand higher wages yet, because then the prices of all goods go up, right? If a McDonald's worker gets paid $15 an hour, the Big Mac goes up to $15 an hour's worth. And then the price goes up, and then workers say, I need wages to keep up with the new higher price.
Yeah, I haven't.
And so it's not good news.
I haven't checked the price of the Land O'Lakes, but one of our staff here, who's a millennial, they're into that almond butter stuff, and they said they went and it cost $18 for a, I don't know if it's a jar or whatever that comes in. I don't know what it comes in, but $18. And I know just by going to the supermarket, prices are skyrocketing. We had a report a few days ago about supply chain issues where auto mechanics are not getting the supplies they need. There's a tire shortage. I mean, are we going to see more of this down the road, or is there an end to all of this?
No, there's no end to it. We're moving into worse and worse territory, right? The Fed, we'll see if the Fed tapers. If they taper, which means, you know, reduce the amount of money they're printing. If they really do that, that'll be a little hint, right? That's some good news and some sanity returning. But the new $2.5 trillion in debt ceiling increase funding, you know, just wait till you see what's in that Build Back bankruptcy bill. And it's not stuff that helps the economy. It's not stuff that helps the average American in their lives. It all goes through D.C. It goes through the swamp. It goes through the lobbyists. It goes through all the favorite leftist groups. And that's the proposal, right? And the polling numbers are going down, down, down. But like with Obamacare, sometimes the left will say, hey, I don't care. We're going to get wiped out in the next election, but we are going to take real estate right now while we have power. And they're good at it. And then, the Republican conservative side gets in with the House and the Senate and the White House, and they achieve next to nothing. And so the left knows they're fighting long-term strategy. Now, all these opinions are just my own, right? I'm not speaking on behalf of any institution.
Sure.
But I think the American people are starting to catch on. In Virginia, the Hispanic vote went conservative. I think the average person is figuring out these giant D.C. policies and the giant government is not helping them.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Liberty University, Dr. Dave Brandt, who heads up the School of Business there. I'm curious real quick here. President Trump coming out yesterday, very concerned about this debt ceiling. And there's a piece up on Newsmax, a Lindsey Graham warning Republicans about their position on raising the debt ceiling. And it looks like Mitch McConnell has already given them some extra time to figure all of this out.
Yeah, well, and the worst part about it is I think there's a lot of trickery going on, right? So McConnell knows all the rules and all the procedural stuff, and so he's gonna say, well, the Democrats are gonna have to take the debt ceiling vote on their own, but he's letting them through the first door, right? He's letting them by the filibuster, and he's agreeing that they can get by that first hurdle on a vote of 51. Votes, which they have. They do not have 60 votes on the debt ceiling increase. And so, you know, the average American is not going to follow that logic.
Yeah.
And they're going to follow the pain that's going to follow from $2.5 trillion in additional debt that the kids have to pay off, right? The students we're teaching right now, we're landing this debt load right in their laps. I think the CBO said the debt will be $45 trillion
My
at
goodness.
The end of this 10-year cycle.
Well, and unfortunately, that pain is going to be bipartisan, so it's going to impact all of us.
Absolutely.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to let you get back to class there, Dean. Do they call you Dean, Brad? What do they call you on campus there at Liberty?
Yes, Dean, and I know I don't like the formality of it, but we got such good students. They're just exceptional students at Liberty. So everybody listening, make sure you come over. Come on over and take a tour, and I'll give you a tour of the brand-new shiny business school. It's quite a treat.
Oh, it's a beautiful building. All right, we're going to leave it there. Dean Dave Bratt from Liberty University, always good having you on the show.
Thanks. Hey, God bless. Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Merry Christmas. All right, great guy right there. Great congressman, too, by the way. All right, let's get right to the phones here. A lot of you wanting to weigh in on this crazy story. And you heard even former Congressman Brad say he nearly fell out of his chair when he heard Senator Wicker suggesting we might, you know, engage in a first strike nuke option against the Russians. I want to start with John in North Carolina on the talk station. John, I understand you served in the Marine Corps.
I did, and Todd, I was on Marine Corps recruiting duty when Jimmy Carter was president. So that gives you a kind of a context of presidents and their decisions they make for the military. Jimmy Carter was a disaster, and so was Joe Biden. But that being said, if you look at the mandate for the COVID-19 shot for our military service personnel, all the services, especially the Marine Corps, is somewhere around 5%. They'll lose that many people. And when you start looking, and the Pentagon can come up with these numbers because they know what the numbers are. The matrix, if you reduce a force by 5%, how long does it take you to replace that force with equitable experience? And that's the sad reality here.
John, I'm curious, based on where you live, a lot of military, retired military, based on what you're hearing, are people concerned about military preparedness? Or are we ready to fight a war?
That's a very good question. And you know what? My heart goes out to the military. My oldest son served. My youngest has applied for a commission in the Marine Corps to be a pilot. And I got real concerns about all this. I got concerns about our young people. You know, when I was a Marine Corps recruiter, I was proud to represent the Marine Corps and bring young men and women in. Nowadays, it's a whole different ballgame for the recruiting services across the board. The Army will lose 19,000 people if they enforce the shot requirements for our service personnel.
Yeah, I've heard lowball numbers. About 14% of all military personnel are not getting or refusing to get the vaccine. It could be higher. I've heard upwards of maybe 20%, but that's a lot of folks. And we cannot afford to lose those people, especially if we're about to get engaged in a shooting war with the Russians. John, God bless you, sir. Thank you for serving our great nation, and thank you for listening to our radio program. Let's go to Max. Listening to us on WLOB, the Big Lobster, up in Maine. All right, Max, what say you, sir?
Yes, sir. I was also a Marine recruiter. I served under George Bush Jr. while on recruiting duty. I joined the Marine Corps after September 11th. I served for almost 20 years active duty. I recently retired. I have friends who are still on active duty. I hope that people understand that with our withdrawal in Afghanistan and my entire generation evolving in that type of war front, I'm a father now. I have a child. And with the way that we did our withdrawal from Afghanistan, I don't know if I want my son to serve in the military. I don't know if I want him to go through the sadness and the shame of my generation and having to deal with how the withdrawal went, leaving our allies and our friends behind to fend for themselves. And I would also like to note, sir, that I don't necessarily agree with going to the Ukraine and being involved. But what people do need to understand is that while I was in Afghanistan, as well as most of my generation, the Ukraine was there with us fighting alongside, same with the Georgians, same with many people who do not sit at the UN table, who are trying to get to the UN table. And we have commitments. I feel that it's our patriotic duty to keep our word and keep our commitments, but I don't believe that we need to put our nose and be the world's police. It's just not right.
Yeah, Max, I'm with you on that. And, you know, again, I was adamantly opposed to going into Iraq, but once we were there, I became one of the most vocal supporters out there for our troops. And regardless of what happens, if we do have boots on the ground in Ukraine, then you better believe we're going to be standing alongside the fighting men and women of this great country. But we need to make sure that we engage in every diplomatic possibility before something like that happens.
100% agree with you, sir. Absolutely.
Max, again, God bless you, sir, and thank you for serving our great nation. And I will say this, sir, you have nothing to be ashamed of. You and your generation served this country with honor. And just like the greatest generation, when our nation came under attack, you and many of the young people your age rose up. You stopped whatever you were doing. You left the college campus. You went to the recruiting office, and you signed up to defend this country. You signed up to defend freedom. And we honor that, sir, and you should be very proud of the great sacrifice that you and your generation made to this nation. Folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Two lines now available. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us, broadcasting from our Liberty University studio here in Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go to the phones. Frank, Salem, Oregon, on KYKN. All right, Frank, what say you?
Well, this whole thing with going to war against Russia, I mean, it just shows the intelligence of these politicians from Wicker, which he's got an appropriate name. He's got the brains of a wicker basket. But we haven't won a war since World War II. Korea is officially still not over. Vietnam, we ran with our tail between our legs. And then we got the most recent one, of course, with pulling out of Afghanistan and botched that royally, after 20 years. And with our military leaders, from Secretary Austin to Milley to you name it, they're trying to look at more than getting rid of people, whether it's the vaccine mandate or their wokeness with, you know, all this kind of stuff, or internal terrorists in the military. Yeah, right. It just goes one thing after another. And yes, I agree with the caller a bit ago to where we should help finance them. You know, we've got responsibilities to them. You know, they fought with us. Ukraine's a good country and everything. It's help them, but we don't send anybody over there.
Yeah, I'm with you, Frank. And again, appreciate the call there. We honor our obligations. We give them money, give them weapons, whatever they need. But boots on the ground, I don't know about that. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Tom, listening to us on the KWAM app. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Starnes. Good to talk to you again. And before I forget, Merry Christmas to you and all the great folks you have here at KWAM.
Thank you.
That senator I know I heard it on this station because it's the only one I listened to, and it might have been Dr. Gorka's show, but one of the things Putin expressed was concern about the U.S. and its allies close to their border, and then this moron goes and says something stupid like that. It's just unbelievable that this guy's got any kind of power at all, that he's a senator.
Yeah, Tom, you know, and again, this is the concerning thing here, especially when you look at what the Reagan Library just did. They had a big conference on defense, invited the Biden's defense secretary to come and speak at the Reagan Library. It concerns me when you get all these Republican war hawks in the same room with a failing Democrat administration. They know the best way to turn all of this around is to get into some sort of a shooting war. That's what concerns me. Tom, appreciate the call. We got to skedaddle. God bless you, sir. And thank you for listening. By the way, if you don't have the app, you got to get it. It's free and you're going to love it. Go to kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com, download that app. You're going to hear me, Lars Larson, Larry Elder, Sebastian Gorka, a lot of great conservative talk hosts, free of charge at kwamradio.com. We'll be right back, America.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Before we get to the Fox Christmas tree, we have an update to share with you about that story. And by the way, I do want to say a great big huge thank you to our friend Jeff Stein out in Iowa. KXEL, our great affiliate there in the heartland, filled in for me yesterday and drove back from Liberty University. That is a long drive, and 12 hours, made it in about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And, man, Grace, I didn't wake up. I got a good sleep. I didn't wake up till like 10:30 or 11 o'clock yesterday.
Well, I'm sure it's because you had your MyPillow back.
Have you? Well, yes.
I'm sure that helped a lot.
You know, yes, it did. And
you were out of town.
Mm-hmm, I was out of town. It's always a restless sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. I stayed at a great hotel near the campus, Hilton Garden Inn. It's, you know, it's a fine, fine hotel.
Sure.
And it's right there, right off of campus. And just had a great time with our student workers. And we took them out for dinner. And, you know, Avery came along. You know, we had Maggie and Charlotte and Logan, who's handling our store for us, and Jamie, who's sort of like the overseer of the operation there at Liberty.
What kind of food did y'all eat?
You know, went to a place called Shakers, which is apparently very popular. Jerry Falwell Sr., Dr. Falwell, back in the day, used to eat there all the time. Loved the place.
Okay.
And, man, it was really good.
What'd you get? I got to know.
Why are you asking
you
all these questions?
You just said this place is called Shakers and you haven't told me what kind of food it is.
Like I feel like I'm being interrogated here. What the heck? So I had this great it was grilled chicken with it was stuffed with mushrooms and cheese and all this kind of good stuff. It was very good. with a little bit of rice.
You know, Avery's a smaller fella, but I bet he can put it away.
He packed it away. I'll tell you what, I was impressed. He was, because we know what the guy eats. You know, we see
Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah, all the time, all the time. As a matter of fact, he was coming in with Chick-fil-A before his segment.
Exactly.
So anyway, I have no idea what we were talking about now. Thank you. Oh,
you
so
slept really well.
So I slept well. And have you ever been in this? And maybe this is just me, but you're exhausted. You go to bed and you wake up and you have no idea where you are.
Oh, yeah.
Or what day it is.
Well, that's why I don't take afternoon naps, because I wake up and I'm like, where am I?
What is going
on?
It is awful. So anyway, it's great to be back. And thank you, Jeff Stein, for filling in yesterday. So look, before we get to the Christmas tree, I want to play some audio from Tulsi Gabbard. She is the Democrat from Hawaii, former congresswoman, and she is just is she still on active duty? I cannot remember, but she was in uniform just a couple of days ago doing a video on the Instagram. But she wanted to weigh in on Hayes. Before we play her, let's go back and play Senator Wicker from Mississippi wanting to start World War III.
Well, military action could mean that we stand off with our ships in the Black Sea and we rain destruction on Russian military capability. It could mean that. It could mean that we participate, and I would not rule that out. I would not rule out American troops on the ground. We don't. Do you know we don't rule out first use nuclear action.
Okay, so that's the Republican, okay? Now I want you to hear the Democrat, Tulsi Gabbard.
Anyone who would propose or even consider what he is saying as an option must be insane, a sociopath, yes, or a sadist. Because let's just understand here. So he's saying, let's go and launch a nuclear attack that would start a war, that would destroy the American people, our country, and the world, and also the Ukrainians, so that we can save Ukraine's democracy. I mean, it literally is insane. And the crazy thing, Tucker, is Senator Wicker is not an outlier. He's the number two Republican on the Armed Services Committee. And you're hearing the same kind of rhetoric coming from Democrats and Republicans,
yes,
in Congress, in the administration, and in the media, who have no problem with this because they actually agree with it. They're pushing this same narrative themselves. And this is why it is such a dangerous situation that we are facing, as we are being pushed closer and closer very quickly, as you said, to a hot war, a nuclear war that would destroy the world as we know it.
She is absolutely right. Now, who sounds like the Republican and who sounds like the Democrat there? But one of the things that troubles me, and we had a caller wanted to talk about this issue, and I thought it was a good point he was going to bring up here, is that a lot of the people making these decisions have never actually served in the military. Now, that's not to say that you can't make military decisions if you haven't served, but they're not taking into consideration the young people that are going to be put in harm's way. And if it's a nuclear war, well, we're all screwed. All of us. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. So Fox News finally put a Christmas tree on the front yard of Fox News Channel, 1211 6th Avenue, Avenue of the Americas. And it's a pretty good-looking tree. They call it the All-American Christmas Tree. And, Grace, do you know where they got that name, All-American Christmas Tree?
I have no idea.
They got it from yours truly.
Oh.
So years ago, we did an annual Christmas thing called the Todd Starnes All-American Christmas.
Oh.
And it was broadcast on literally hundreds of radio stations around the country. And I remember getting a hard time from the leftists. Well, Todd, what do you mean by All-American Christmas? Are you saying that Jesus is just an American? Literally, we were getting these kinds of things from the woke Christian crowd. Oh, you nationalist, you Christian nationalist. Yeah, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
People just read way too far into things.
Right. I just thought it was a clever name. You know, we're celebrating America. As a matter of fact, we used to film it over at Bellevue Baptist Church back in the day.
Oh,
so right here in Memphis, Tennessee, we wanted to do something nice to show the nicer side of Memphis. And, you know, we invited the mayor of Memphis. What's that guy's name?
Jim Strickland.
Jim Strickland. That's his name. Oh, I know what his name is, but I like asking you. So we would invite him to come on. The Christmas show, right? The Christmas show. And we just said, hey, look, you know, it's like, and we, the mayor at that point, we already had a foul relationship. He had actually said horrible things about me on, I think, Chuck Todd's show, Meet the Press or something like that.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, but I was trying to make amends. And I said, you know, we'd love for you to come on the Christmas show. We'll let you read the Christmas story. We'll, you know, we'll have a good time. We want to show the nicer side of Memphis. Yeah, I understand it's, you know, the city's a war zone, but, you know,
trying.
I was trying. I kind of figured he liked the baby Jesus. He turned us down, like, not once or twice, like, three times.
Wow.
How was I supposed to know the guy, you know, got triggered by the baby Jesus? I didn't know. Anyway, what were we talking about again?
The tree, the Fox
tree.
News.
Thank you. I'm getting off of tangents today.
I'm trying to keep you on the road.
Thank you,
tracks.
Grace. You're earning your paycheck today. Thank you. So anyway, somebody showed up and burned down the Christmas tree. Now, the guy who did it, they say he was a homeless drug addict. The guy had a criminal record a mile long. However, I think this is a hate crime. I think it's a hate crime against Christians, and I think it's a hate crime against Fox News Channel and conservatives. But it's not the only tree that's burning down. Apparently, there have been other trees that have burned over the past couple of weeks. One in Washington Square. You folks in Chicago, you probably know all about this. And then in Oakland, California, they burned down the Christmas tree there as well. So, look, I wrote a book several years ago called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And I talk about the war on Christmas. By the way, trivia, the guy who coined the phrase war on Christmas, the guy who came up with that, our good friend John Gibson, a former Fox News Channel host. So anyway, this, I believe, it's a continuation of this war on Christmas. And it was just horrifying to see the video of the tree just going up in smoke. And look, I give credit to Suzanne Scott, who is heading up Fox News Channel. She says, yeah, you know what? We're not going to be scared away here. We're not going to be bullied. We're putting up a new tree. And I say, good for you. I hope it is fireproof. But good for you, Suzanne Scott, the leader of Fox News Channel. But when you look at what's happening around the country and these attacks on Christmas, and I would even throw in the domestic terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, where that black dude killed all those white people and injured all those white people. You think I forgot? No, I didn't forget. I know everybody else has, but we don't forget about that on this radio program. But when you look at organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, these are organizations, they get triggered by the baby Jesus, and they have been very successful in going after and eliminating Christianity from the public marketplace. Very successful. But I've got news for you, and this is good news. And by the way, before I get to the good news, So they arrested the guy yesterday, right? So the guy was arrested. He is already out on the streets. This is what the bail reform system looks like in real time in New York City, where you can literally burn down a Christmas tree in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, and you're not going to be doing any jail time. That's what we're talking about here. And that's why, so look, Los Angeles, all of these people looting the stores down there, they arrested 14 people, every single one of them out on the streets. But beyond that, when you take a look at the culture war and the attacks on Christmas and the attempts by the Democrats especially to make Christmas an all-encompassing holiday, they don't do it with Ramadan. They don't do it with Hanukkah, but they do it with Christmas. We're kind of like the all-inclusive holiday now. And the reason why is because they get triggered. they get triggered because of the holiday. But I've got good news here. And the good news is that the evil jihad that they are waging on our culture, our Christian culture in this country, ladies and gentlemen, it is in vain. Because no matter how many trees the godless heathens might burn, no matter how many nativity scenes they might throw in the garbage can, they're never going to be able to cancel Christmas. They're just not going to be able to. And the reason why, it's very simple, because Jesus is the reason for the season. There you go. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, we've been talking about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile for a long time now. Great supporters of what we are doing here. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they sponsor our newsmaker line. Patriot Mobile, they have the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use, and they've got a plan to fit any budget, along with incredible discounts for our veterans and our first responders. All you need to do is check out PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You're going to get a special discount, and you're going to get free premier activation by using the promo code Todd. That's promo code Todd. That's my Sebastian
Gorka
voice.
You're listening to Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I don't know what is going on today, but Grace and Kyle, you guys are mischievous. I'm not sure what's going on over there.
Kyle's playing pranks on me today.
Well, he needs to behave himself because he might get drafted. You never know. By the way, I want to read something here. We got an email from one of our listeners, Howard, who listens to us on WRWH in Cleveland, Georgia. Howard says, Todd, you forgot Iran, who is preparing to attack Israel. So we're going to be on three fronts, wars on three fronts. But given the weakness of our country, China will not hesitate attacking our Western states because they are a superior military country. I don't want to go to war, but if we allow these countries to move forward with their plan, it is just like Hitler and the Empire of Japan. Remember, history can't repeat itself. And Howard makes it's a compelling argument here. It is a compelling argument. But we've got to be very, we got to play this, got to be very careful. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. A couple of stories out of the world of academia. Now, Grace, I know that you're an athlete. And we were talking about the stiletto heel guy a few days ago.
Yes,
right?
Two right. Very different things.
So, no, well, yes, but we're talking about both of them here in this in this segment. So, first of all, the University of Pennsylvania, troubled waters, Grace Baker. There's a dude by the name of Leah Thomas. He's a dude who thinks he's a gal.
One of those.
Yes. A transgender athlete.
Okay.
And the guy is, I mean, he looks like a man. I mean, there's just, you know, it's basically a Jenner formerly known as Bruce situation.
Gotcha.
Very similar look, by the way. Anyway, this guy, Leah Thomas, is on the swim team at the University of Pennsylvania.
Ah, I see. Troubled waters. It all makes
Troubled
sense.
Waters. You That's see what I did one. There? All right. Don't try that at home, folks. We're professionals, radio professionals. So anyway, he's been breaking all of these records, and not just breaking the records, smashing the records.
Why am I not surprised?
One of the girls he beat, he came in first place. This dude's 22 years old. For the three previous years, he was swimming on the men's team.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden he goes, I don't know if his name was Larry. I don't know what his name was, but hello, my name is Larry, and now I'm going to be known as Leah. And I'm going to swim with the girls.
Sounds like he wasn't doing so well on the men's team, and then he just decided, well, I'm going to go over to the women's.
Beat the second place finisher came in. It was 38 seconds later.
Oh, my gosh.
He was already blow-drying his hair in the locker room.
Gosh.
It's terrible.
That's frustrating.
So here's the deal. The problem, and this is not the first time this has happened. I mean, we've covered a lot of these stories where girls, biological girls, are literally being sidelined. You know, they're missing out on scholarships. And Grace, I really think if this is allowed to continue, we're going to see the elimination of women's sports altogether.
Sadly, yes.
I mean, just think about it. Why? There's no way these girls can compete with this guy.
I mean, what's the point of even trying at that point when
exactly.
You know you can't win?
So now a lot of the females, the biological girls, are complaining to their coaches. They don't want to go public because then they become horrible human beings.
Of course, you're transphobic.
Yeah, transphobic is the word, yeah. And so they don't know what to do.
That's a tough spot. I understand. I'd feel that way too, probably.
And we did a story years ago in Chicago and on the high school level. And this girl said, look, I feel uncomfortable with a boy undressing and walking around naked in the locker room.
Of course.
And the school told the girl, well, look, you got a choice. You can either deal with it or you can turn your jersey in.
Gosh.
So it just seems to me that and what I think is interesting here is the liberal feminist and the conservatives are actually on the same page here.
I mean, it's hurting women.
It is hurting women. And you wonder, where does all of this end? Because the universities are siding with the transgender dudes.
And if you notice, you don't see women going over to men's sports. Ever.
You seen a female linebacker? Yeah, there's a reason for that. Hey, I've got to finish the story about Stiletto Heel Dude, and we'll talk about that after the break. Hey, this is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting from the Liberty University Studios. We'll be right back.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm like at a rock concert headbanging or something. I don't know. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Today we are broadcasting from our Liberty University studios here in Memphis, Tennessee. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from the Daily Wire, just up Interstate 40-ish, is our good friend Megan Basham. Megan, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Before we get to your awesome column here on the free library, I want to bring in Grace Baker, and we're going to play some audio for you. Do you follow that on Twitter? There's a very popular Twitter feed called Libs of TikTok. Have you heard of that?
Of course I do.
Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite. I go to that first thing in the morning, and there's some very disturbing stuff that I see, Megan. And this
Always.
Is... This is one of them. So we were talking about this school teacher who was bragging about, he's like 6 foot six, wearing the stilettos. And he talked about, you know, wearing drag in the classroom. And so now they've uncovered more TikTok videos of this teacher. Let's take a listen.
I mean, my kids seem to like it, so I'm probably going to keep doing it. But thanks for the comment. I really appreciate anyone reaching out. Look for teaching the children tomorrow. Feels very Harvey Milk meets Harvey Dent. I'm here to recruit you.
The fit check.
My admin's actually very okay with me wearing heels. I'm coming to school in drag sometimes. I used to put on makeup, but now it's too early in the morning, so that's not happening anymore. But, like, yeah, they're pretty cool with it. They just think I'm making a safe place for my kids.
First time going to school with a dash of makeup on? A little nervous.
At this point, I am pretty much full-time teaching high school Spanish in a little bit of full-face drag. Lots of bearded drag. My students seem pretty cool about it, and it doesn't seem like my admins have any problem at all. So I guess I'm just lucky.
So, Megan, I think that the operative word for me there is I'm here to recruit you.
Ah, that stuck out to me as well. And you know what? Here's the thing, is they're not really being shy about that anymore. I actually wrote a story earlier this summer with the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus put out a performance saying the identical thing, that we are here to recruit your kids, and they weren't shy about it.
Oh, take a listen, Megan. They're coming to recruit your children.
We were on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
We were thinking the same thing.
That's it. It's just insane. And look, any right-thinking parent, I'd be pulling my kids out of that school and homeschooling, private school, but it's crazy what's happening in the public school system these days.
Well, and I think parents are seeing it. You know, the latest statistics shows that there has just been a massive exodus from public schools, which interestingly seems to be making the teachers' unions and the teachers act more crazy. So I don't know what the thinking is there, but if there's any good that's come out of COVID, it seems to be that this has really woken parents up to what is going on in public schools.
So I really did relate to your column from a few days ago on Daily Wire about this this New York Times writer who set up a little free library on the lawn of her home. And she's very concerned. She's a black author, and she's very upset because she realized that white people are using the library box. And I guess that's a big problem for her.
It was the most bizarre story. It was essentially someone coming out and saying, I am a racist, and I feel good about my racism, and I'm very upset to see that someone of another color is sharing a neighborhood amenity that I put out, and I am upset because of their color. She was in no way hiding that fact. She didn't even really try to dress it up in academic language. And then the even more surprising thing is that the New York Times apparently thought that this seemed like a reasonable point of view to publish.
Well, and it's not the first time they've done that. For years, I lived in Brooklyn, New York, and I guess this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. The Times actually did a very lengthy story about the number of white people that were moving into predominantly black neighborhoods, specifically Harlem and the downtown or the Fort. This downtown area of Brooklyn. That were predominantly black areas. Spike Lee wrote an essay. And they were actually complaining about white people and debating whether or not white people should be allowed to relocate and gentrify these traditionally black neighborhoods.
Well, and that was such a bizarre part of this story, is that this woman sort of digresses at one point to say how terrible white flight was in the 50s and 60s and how that was a representation of racism. And I think you can argue she has, you know, a sound historical point there. But then she says white people moving into historically minority communities is also racist, and that makes no sense. So the white people who are, you know, very open to wanting to move into diverse neighborhoods, that's somehow evidence of their racism? How do you wrap your mind around that?
And the great irony here, Megan, and you and I both know this is true, most of the people moving into those neighborhoods are white liberals. So that's
right.
The great irony here.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. And what's so strange to me is I go, you would think, too, if you're a homeowner, don't you always want to see new amenities, new business opportunities, your property values go up. I don't understand the thinking there to say, well, we're just really unhappy that people want to bring new opportunity and new wealth into our neighborhood.
Megan, they've been having that debate to some extent here in Memphis. The city council, they're down about 800 police officers from their complement. And the problem, according to the police union, and by the way, the whole city is run by people of color, a black police chief, the head of the police union, black. And they're trying to tell the city council, which is overwhelmingly progressive and black, that they don't have enough qualified candidates within the city limits. And they don't allow any police officers to live outside of the area. So if you're in Mississippi, right across the state line, you cannot work for the police department. And the council actually said, one of the council members said, we don't want Bubba from Tipton County patrolling our streets. I mean, it was a flat-out racist statement. And people right. are allowed to get away with that kind of stuff. So it's not just New York, but there's something very strange happening with this almost resegregation of America.
Yeah, very much so. And what's sad to me is you look at a policy like that and you go, who are you harming? You're harming Memphis. You're harming the citizens of Memphis. You are harming the people that you are supposed to be there representing for these bizarre racial grievance agendas. And I can't understand it. The only thing I can think is that they feel that their power is somehow built on this hostility, but it's certainly not helping the people of Memphis. It's certainly not helping the black communities of Memphis.
No, they're not. And it's just sad that we're in this kind of a situation. You do wonder, this is an outbirthing of that whole critical race theory movement. And look, I think it's bad for America, to be honest with you. Folks, it's a great column. You got to read it on dailywire.com. We have a direct link to it on our website. New York Times writer resents white people using little free libraries she started on her lawn. Megan, always good having you on the program, and hope you and the family have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Megan Basham from Daily Wire, ladies and gentlemen, and she really is one of, I think, my favorite writer over there at Daily Wire, and does a terrific job. But, you know, it's Fort Greene. I don't know why I'm just not engaged. The brain is not engaged today, folks. So Fort Greene is where Spike Lee lives, and he was very upset that people like me, a white person, a person of the Caucasian persuasion, were moving into the area, and said it was they were taken away from the flavor of the neighborhood. So as if, you know, all of us white folks are vanilla. So, well, I like a little bit of, I don't know, I can go with some chocolate chips in my ice cream. So I'm a pretty diverse guy. So I'm not sure what that means, Grace. I don't know what that means.
Just stop digging that hole, Todd.
I'm gonna stop digging. I'm not going to go down that. Oh, there you go. Rocky Road.
You had the water pun. I had to throw in an ice
Cherry
cream.
Cherry Garcia. So.
Yeah.
But seriously, I just don't know why people get so upset about those kinds of things. I mean, now you have people like Spike Lee saying, people like you, Todd Starnes, are not welcome in our neighborhood. It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's bizarre. And you people of Memphis, Tennessee, you ought to be marching on your city council chambers and demanding they do something about crime in this city and stop being racist. I mean, there's really no excuse when you have elected leaders saying you don't want white people to be police officers. I mean, if you're a city council person, let's just back up for a second. Grace, there are, what, three or four white guys on the Memphis City Council?
Yes.
Imagine if one of those white city council members said, we don't want any more blacks on the police force. What do you think would have happened?
Don't think that would have ended well.
No, you know what happened? Don Lemon would be down here doing something unmentionable at a bar on Beale Street.
Oh, gosh.
As he was broadcasting his program from there. You'd have every major news anchor on the streets of New York City or of Memphis,
Sharpton.
Tennessee. Al Sharpton would be marching down Black Lives Matter Avenue here in Memphis, Tennessee. That's what would happen. But they don't say anything. And this is twice it happened. Twice it happened. They said, we don't want Bubba. We don't want those white crackers from the countryside. We don't want them here. in our streets. And then yesterday, day before yesterday, at the city council meeting, and I watched this for myself, one of the black council members, they're getting wise now. So they're not going to come right out and say, we don't want white people. They actually showed a video of a white cop beating up some black guy in a car chase. And they actually showed the video, and then the councilman, the black councilman, says, well, we don't want that happening on our streets. Okay, so what is he trying to say? What he's trying to say is that they don't want white people in the police department. That's it. They would rather have black-on-black crime that is among the worst in America. They would rather sacrifice black lives than have white police officers on the streets. That's where we are right now. And it's
sad.
It is sad. And people are in grave danger. And it's not just here. There's a story that came out yesterday, CBS News, talking about 12 American cities that are breaking all-time crime records. Every single one of those cities. We're talking about Columbus. We're talking about Philadelphia. We're talking about Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You folks in Lafayette, you're probably getting some of the residual crime from Baton Rouge. We're talking about El Paso, Texas, Albuquerque. All of these cities are controlled by Democrats. All of them. Memphis, Tennessee, not only are we a majority, we've been controlled, but generations, Grace, generations
yes.
of Democrats. But we're an overwhelmingly majority-minority city. So for generations now, you've had black leaders, and they'll still try to turn it around and blame it on race. This has nothing to do with race. This has everything to do with a breakdown of the American family. That's the problem. That same city council meeting, I'm hearing somebody making a proposal, oh, we need to spend $1.5 million to build more community centers.
Not going to solve the problem.
Yeah, not unless you're going to, you know, put bulletproof windows on the community center, because they're coming after all of us. Anyway, got to take a break. Great column though from Megan over at the Daily Wire. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet? I hope that you do not follow my lead and wait until the last minute. You need to do some Christmas shopping, and we have some wonderful opportunities for you over at MyPillow.com/Starnes. We have some incredible discounts just for you. All you need to do is go to MyPillow. You're normally going to get the normal pillow is, $70 for the classic pillow. You're going to be able to get it for $20, $19.98 with my promo code. That's my promo code is Starnes. Again, MyPillow.com. They've got over 150 products there, 150 products, not just the pillows. They've got the Giza Dream Sheets, new beds, and, of course, the great little doggy beds. MyPillow.com/Starnes. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
My mic is still on.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Liberty University Studios here in Memphis, Tennessee. So Joe Biden had a bad day yesterday. Whoever is in charge of slipping the meds into the oatmeal or the porridge, they forgot. Or maybe they need to up the dosage. So Biden was doing the Build Back Better thing, and he was in Kansas City, and he could not remember the name of the mayor, cut number four.
Under the leadership of mayors like, our mayor here.
That guy over there. You guys know who he is. Then he's being brought into this this event, and this is horrible. We have the video up, and there are two guys. So this guy is leading in the president. He's got the president by his arm, so he's literally guiding the president. And then there's a blind guy who's got the stick, the walking stick, and the blind guy had the blind guy, Grace.
Listen, Todd. Okay, while you're laughing, can I just say I see the three guys and I just think three blind mice.
That's exactly what it was. They've got the blind guy knew where he was going.
I know.
So Biden, you got to hear. So we're going to play this audio for you. This is Biden, and he's actually being led by the arm by this guy. On the other side is the blind dude who's got his old walking stick. Here's what happened.
Where am I?
Right here, sir.
I'm right here.
Okay, here we go. Boss, let's go over here. Okay, why don't you turn around to your right?
Hey, folks, how are you?
There you go.
Have a seat, man.
And here we are.
Oh, it's horrible. That's the guy who's negotiating with Putin. I just want you to understand this. This is the guy who's negotiating with Putin. Now, there's no way we can get into a war with Russia. Unbelievable.
He's going to be out on the battlefield. He's going to be like, where you want us?
You know what's going to happen? We're going to end up nuking the wrong country.
That's true.
That's what's going to happen.
That's true. Oops, sorry.
Oh, sorry about that, France.
Yeah, just the place over there.
Sorry.
Just nuke that place right over, the place over there with the people and the things.
Paris is overrated. Sorry about that, though. We didn't mean it. Oops, our bad.
Just save the places with the ice cream. That's all he cares about.
That's it. Unbelievable. So, look, when we come back, there's a school that has decided to go full-blown woke, and they're indoctrinating the kids. They had the elementary school students performing a pro-vaccine propaganda song, and it's pretty cringy. It's much like when years ago when Barack Hussein Obama was president, and I know Grace and Kyle, y'all were little folks back then. But there was a grade school, and they were singing praise songs to Barack Obama, and the children would chant Barack Hussein Obama. It was just awful. But those kinds of things were happening in public schools all over America, where they were again teaching the children to show their allegiance and their devotion to Chicago Jesus. And we'll try to round up some of that audio from the Barack Hussein Obama school chants. Maybe we'll play that in the next hour of the program. By the way, now is a great opportunity for you to head over to our website, toddstearns.com. Folks, we have got some incredible Christmas specials, and we want you to get a copy of my brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit. It makes a terrific stocking stuffer, and thousands of you have already purchased it, and we need more of you to do it as well. All right, got to go to break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so glad that you are here today. Hope things are going great wherever you are, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Christmas is just right around the corner. So I hope you guys are out there getting your Christmas shopping done. And we invite you, as always, to go check out our store over at ToddStarnes.com. Lots of great gifts for the conservative in your life, including the brand new book, which makes a great stocking stuffer, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. And I don't want to, you know, Grace, this is not about bragging rights, but we've sold more biscuit books than Mike Pompeo has, his book.
That's pretty good.
Not that we, because we like Mike Pompeo.
Yes.
But when it comes to book publishing, you know, it's a ruthless, cutthroat,
you know,
deal.
It's part of, it's a competition.
Every man for himself. That's all I'm
Every
saying.
Every biscuit for himself.
You know, you're really kind of, you're in the zone today.
I'm trying.
I'm impressed. All right. Thank you, Grace. Headline in Politico, progressives get rolled on Pentagon policy. Talking about the NDAA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act. And the guy behind all of that, the guy behind the progressives getting rolled is our good friend, Congressman Chip Roy, who is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, great to be on as always. Hope you're having a good build up to Christmas. Great to be on the show.
Well, we are, Congressman, and we love this time of year, and I'm so thankful for the great work that you and the House Freedom Caucus members did standing your ground on this very important issue.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we started sounding the alarm bells in June that we should in no way, shape, or form be drafting our daughters, conscripting them to potentially be put in a foxhole by a future Democrat president who can't frankly admit that there's a distinction or a difference between men and women. So we were happy to have that fight. And frankly, a whole lot of the establishment in this town kept saying, oh, well, you know, we can't win this. We already had too many Republicans who voted for it in committee. And, you know, the NDAA, it's a must-pass bill. You know what? That's just code for lay down your arms and just say, sure, whatever you want. Jam it in. It's Christmas tree. And that's not the way this should work. That's not what the people who listen to your show, the people who sent me to office, that's not why they sent us here. They sent us here to change this town. And so we decided to take on the fight. And you know what? You can't win a fight that you don't pick. We picked a fight, and God bless, we won this one. But we're just getting started. We have a lot more we need to do to stand up and defend the people who sent us here.
You know, another part of the NDAA, and it's, you know, for years, they've been stuffing all sorts of stuff into this. They had something called the Office of Extremism, which you guys were able to get knocked out of there. What the heck was that?
Yeah, well, so we focused on our draft our daughters provision. We also went after the vax mandates that are, you know, killing so many of our service members and making them be forced to potentially be discharged. And we're able to get them not to have to be dishonorably discharged. That's not good enough, to be honest with you, but at least that's a step forward. And then this Office of Extremism, along with a whole bunch of other woke policies, it would have been a sort of open door Pandora's box for an office there to go after anybody in this country under some name of supposed extremism, and putting that kind of woke politics in the Department of Defense. People are tired of that. They want a DOD that is there to kill people and blow things up when we need to do it. It's not a place for diversity training. It's not a place for climate, you know, change training. And it's not a place to create an office that you're going to use to try to target people because of their political views. And we know exactly, as we saw unfold with the FBI targeting parents, for daring to step up to school boards, how this administration views targeting the American people. So we were able to get that stripped out. And again, credit, look, I take a lot of shots. Credit to Kevin McCarthy and to ranking member Mike Rogers for working with some of the Senate, you know, in this last couple of weeks to get this done. I wish we'd have done it sooner, but we were able to get some of these things out.
And, you know, there was a big concern among our audience and our talk show. We're in a lot of military towns and communities. We were getting so many people calling in concerned about their loved one not wanting to get that vaccination, and yet they also didn't want to face a dishonorable discharge. You guys addressed that as well.
Yeah, we were able to get that, and my friend and my colleague, Freedom Caucus, Mark Green, got that amendment put in there, which eliminates the possibility of a dishonorable discharge, which that's great news. We also got some other standards in there, improving the kind of standardization of the exceptions you can try to pursue, but we still failed to get the full ability to be discharged out. I don't think anybody should be fired for refusing to take what is a politicized vaccine. I think it ought to be up to you. I think it ought to be up to your family, your doctor. But you shouldn't be forced to do it. But at least we fought hard to try to get that provision. You saw that the Senate yesterday, two Democrats voted to try to end the OSHA requirements in the private sector. We're winning in the courts on those. But it's harder to win in the courts for the DOD provisions because, of course, we give a lot of latitude to our commanders to make decisions about, you know, making sure our force is ready. And we want to do that. But this is a politicized virus. So with respect to COVID-19, we wanted to remove the ability of dishonorable discharge. I think we should go further, but that's a good step.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Chip Roy. Congressman, another thing that we've been talking about today, and our phones literally just blew up over this issue of what's happening in Ukraine right now with Russia. And we've got a poll, and it's stunning. Just overwhelmingly, conservatives are not very supportive and are not too keen on getting into a shooting war with the Russians or the Chinese.
Yeah, you know, my friend Jesse Kelly, who's a veteran, I think said it very well in social media this morning or yesterday, I can't remember when, that under no circumstances should we be having American men and women have their lives put on the line, lose blood and treasure in defense of Ukraine for the sake of Ukrainians in Ukraine. But we should be mindful of, in the context of our how we posture, that we don't want to have Russia and China be, you know, just kind of wantonly just on the march doing whatever it is they want to do without getting pushback. And unfortunately, we have an incompetent administration led by an incompetent, barely with it president who is, of course, not going to be holding the line and checking Putin and checking Xi and the Chinese. You know, we should be handling the Olympics differently. So we need to be very careful about this. You know, the people of Eastern Europe, many of those folks are our allies, Poland, etc. We want to be very careful about making sure we find a way to stand strong against aggressors without committing our troops to unnecessary conflict for the wrong reasons. And I just think we need to be mindful that, look, Russia and China are our enemy. We got to remember, you and I both lived through the 80s and Ronald Reagan and fighting the bad guys and beating the commies. Let's make sure we continue to find ways to do that, but do it through peace, through strength. Do it with limitedly used but a strong military, and make sure that they know that we're not going to allow them to go around the world bullying. But you don't have to commit ourselves to ground wars and losing life like we've done so much over the last 20 years.
And Congressman, to that point, you know, and what makes this so dangerous is that we know how politics in D.C. works. And you've got the military-industrial complex that's just chomping to spend lots of, you know, to get lots of these contracts. If we do go to war, you've got Joe Biden, and I think the Democrats aren't that stupid. They know if they want to increase his or improve his numbers, that a war would probably do something like that. And then you've got people like Senator Roger Wicker out there suggesting on Fox News that, you know, a first nuke strike is on the table as a possible option. It's frightening because we could possibly stumble into a conflict. And I think that's the greater concern here.
Why don't we start with not coddling up at the Russians with, natural gas pipelines in Europe? Why don't we start with, you know, taking the right approach with respect to sanctions? Why don't we start with telling the Chinese to shove it with respect to the Olympics? Why don't we actually take a position and a stance of strength rather than having the president waving like a child to the frickin' president of Russia in his meeting with him, and rather than talking about some sort of like first nuke ability. Let's stand with our allies. Let's make sure that they know and we can provide some backing for them. But we don't need to risk our blood on the front lines over there. We need to stand strong and make sure Russia and China know who we are, what we stand for. And we need to make sure our military is equipped and strong in the future to be able to deal with these battles economically and everything else. We need to be standing up.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We're about to post some video that's sort of circulating on social media. This just happened. Benny Johnson writing and showing the video is just really cringeworthy, Congressman. It shows President Biden refusing to acknowledge Kamala Harris as he walks right past her in the U.S. Capitol. And then he asked his wife, Jill, to switch seats so he wouldn't be close to the vice president. Nobody's making eye contact. It's pretty chilly there, apparently.
Well, you know, the rampant incompetence and the sheer absurdity of this administration. I wish we could just laugh at it politically, but our allies around the world are seeing it. And so those of us, like, I had a call with a leading politician in Israel just this morning. We're going to keep having conversations to let the world know where we are, who we are, and that help is on the way, despite the absurdity going on in the White House.
All right. Congressman, God bless you. Congratulations on the great work you guys did on this NDAA. I know that our fighting men and women are greatly appreciative that you guys have their back.
Well, God bless you. And, you know, this Christmas season, we know it's important. Let's just keep our eye on the prize. And live to serve our Lord and to have a free United States of America where we can do that. God bless you.
All right, that's Congressman Chip Roy, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot. And his statement on voting against the NDAA, by the way, and this is important, and you need to hear this. The reason why is that it's 2,100 pages long. Nobody's had a chance to read this thing. Nobody. So I say God bless this man for fighting the good fight, along with other members of the House Freedom Caucus. All right, we're going to post this video up here in a matter of moments on the website. New story out. This is from the Daily Caller. According to a new survey, 71% of young Democrats say they would not date Republicans. Nearly 40% say no to the friend zone. The survey shows, again, that 71% of Democrats would not go on a date with someone who holds a different political opinion, as opposed to 31% of responding Republicans. So who's more tolerant? Grace, I'm curious. Your dating life before you met Mr. Producer, did you ever date a Democrat?
No.
Wow.
Well, see, I think this poll goes both ways because I don't think it people say, oh, it's just politics, but it typically goes deeper than politics. It goes into moral beliefs and religion. So I don't think ever, if somebody's hard right and somebody's hard left and they start dating, I bet it won't end well. I bet money that it will not last.
You see, I would think that especially women would rather, even Democrat women, even of the Mexican Manchu wearing variety, I think they would rather date a Republican man than a Democrat man.
Why so?
Well, go back to, I mean, when you think about Democrat men, what do you think about?
Oh, gosh. Libs, like, of TikTok.
Wusses, yeah. Like, they're wussified. They're very effeminate. As a matter of fact, Tucker Carlson got in trouble a few days ago. He said that COVID is making men less masculine.
Oh, no.
And I think, by and large, from the Democrat side, Democrat men are less masculine than Republicans. Go back to the Pajama Boy. Remember Pajama Boy?
Oh, of course.
The snowflake. That's the quintessential Democrat man right there.
Sure.
And I think women, even liberal women, even liberal women would want a man, a strong, burly man that would be able to carry them out of a burning building.
That's fair.
I think that's what a woman wants.
Speak for women, Todd?
No, I'm not off the mark here. Seriously. I mean, and from the other side of it, do you think if you're a Republican man and if you're a Democrat man, okay, would you really be comfortable dating somebody like a Joy Behar or, you know, one of those other squawking magpies on The View? Oof. I mean, in all seriousness, I just don't think so. But I mean, maybe our callers will disagree. And I'm curious, Republicans, conservatives, would you ever consider dating a Democrat? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, our website, toddstarns.com, lots of great information there. Don't forget, we're just about 30 minutes away from the newsletter coming out. It's a great opportunity for you to sign up and bypass all of the censorship on social media. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Fail.
raise is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Wow, this video is brutal. Brutal! This is just cringeworthy. So look, the late Senator Bob Dole, a great American hero, war hero, great American statesman, patriot, lying in state at the Capitol Rotunda. And President Biden, we've got the video up on our website, and you've got to see this, folks. Unbelievable. As President Biden not only just walks past Kamala Harris without even acknowledging her presence, but then once they get to their seats, they're standing there. So Biden and Kamala are next to each other, and Biden's talking to his wife. And you know what he's saying? He goes, "Where am I? Where I don't know who this woman is. What am I doing here? What's happening?" And they switch seats, so he doesn't have to stand next to Kamala Harris, the vice president. It's cringe. Grace, you've seen the video.
Yeah, it's pretty cringy.
It's pretty cringy. They don't like each other.
I don't think so.
I think most Democrats understand that no matter what, they've got to keep Biden alive at all consequences. True. They've got to keep him alive and breathing.
Gosh.
It's not good for America. I'll tell you that much. All right, let's go to the phones. The question, would you date a Democrat? And ladies, conservative ladies of America, what are you looking for in a man? Seriously, what do you look for in a man? And when you're coming up with that list of things, and Grace Baker, when you were growing up, I can see you're very aggravated by this question I'm about to ask. But were there certain things you were looking for the future, Mr. Producer?
Yes, he had to be taller than me.
All right, that's good. That's good.
He had to be Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He had to
be manly.
Well, I was going to say care about his health.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Yeah, you don't want somebody with the stained Cheeto fingers.
No, you don't.
All right.
Had to have the same interests as me. See, my list is boring. My list is cookie cutter boring.
No, but these are important things.
But see, politics. Like I said, if you don't at least mostly agree on politics, it's going to be a little bit of a rough ride.
Well, and just think about this. I mean, heaven forbid that the supply chain issue gets bad.
Yes.
But the only people that are going to survive in America are the women who have men who know how to shoot guns, go out there and hunt, kill animals so that you can have food, that know how to chop down trees so you can have fire when the electricity goes off. You're going to want that kind of a guy.
During the apocalypse.
During the apocalypse, you're not going to want Pajama Boy. You're not going to want the little computer nerdy people.
But he can make me a latte.
Well, I don't think those are going to be in the. I don't think you're going to have a latte in the apocalypse. I don't think Starbucks will survive. But I'm curious to know from our listening audience. So we're going to go to the phones here after we take a break here. What are you looking for in a man, conservative ladies? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And this is good for the guys in our audience, because I'm sure there are some conservative single guys out there that are looking for a Mrs. Right. All right. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show from the Liberty University Studios.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phones. Folks want to weigh in on this. Would you date a Democrat, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jim, Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. All right, Jim, what say you?
How you doing there, Todd?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Well, back in high school, you know, we didn't care about what the political problems were or anything back then. But I dated I grew up a Republican. In fact, our newspaper was called the Republican. Everybody was a Republican. And I dated a girl, and I think I was in 11th grade. She was in 10th. She played the bass sax. I played the baritone. Or she played the bass clarinet. I played the baritone sax. But she was a Democrat. They talked it all the time. I dated her twice. And a few years later, I think it was 2008, when they were having the DNC for Obama's first go-around, turned out she was the final speaker for the DNC.
Is that right?
Yeah. Her grandfather was a president. And I thought, holy smoke, he would just roll over in his grave if he knew that she was a Democrat now.
Wow. But, who is her grandpa?
President Eisenhower.
Is that right? Wow.
But we never talked politics. Back then, I remember my dad said, I was telling Dad where I was going to go on a date. And he asked me, are they Democrats or Republicans? I said, what the heck's the difference, Dad? It doesn't make any to me. But I just wanted to share that. I thought that was really something that she changed from a staunch Republican family to a Democrat and then married a Russian scientist.
Well, oh, jeez, Lou. Sounds like they could be in the Biden family.
I don't know. And then I saw her picture on the internet, and I thought, boy, I really dodged a bullet there.
There you go. All right, Jim, appreciate the call. Wow. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Maine. Gary listened to us on WLOP. All right, Gary, would you date a Democrat?
Absolutely not, Todd.
Now, why is that, Gary?
Well, to be honest, maybe a few years ago it wouldn't have been an issue. But with today and everything that's going on, I mean, I can't even get along with my parents, my father-in-law. We can't even talk politics. So there's no way I could date a Democrat right now.
You know, you hate to paint with a broad brush here, but Lord love them, they're just intolerant. They're just not very pleasant people to be around.
No, absolutely not. So we try not to even bring up politics because, I mean, they can't even see. They're just watching local news stations. You know, they're not getting their information from any other sources. So anything I say or if I any topics I bring up about all the craziness that's going on, I'm just shunned. I am, told that I'm drinking Trump's Kool-Aid. So I couldn't get anywhere with my family, let alone a girlfriend or a wife.
Wow. Wow. Well, I will say this. I'm not all that surprised. I'm really not. But I understand the logic there. Gary, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. See, I have a theory about all of this. There's a show on Paramount TV called Yellowstone. And I was one of the early viewers and telling you folks, you got to watch this show. Sean Hannity's a big fan of Yellowstone. And I contend the reason why this show is incredibly popular, not just among guys, but among women, is because of how the men on that show behave. They behave as men. I mean, I'm not talking about all the awful, terrible stuff they do, but you get the gist of it. Hardworking guys on horseback out there breaking their backs, breasting their backs to earn a buck. And I think women appreciate that. I think by and large that women want men to be men and not hairier versions of women. Now, I may be off here, but I think that's ultimately what women are looking for in a man. Somebody who's going to take care of them. Somebody who's going to provide for the family. Put a roof over the head. Food on the table. So, Grace, I have a question for you. Being the resident woman on the show here, I have a question. So, libs of TikTok, they've got a brand new video up. Are you familiar with the term lip filler?
Yes.
So, what is lip filler?
Like, okay. It's like an implant to make your lips look bigger.
Okay, I see. Well, apparently now that's racist. They're saying that lip filler is cosmetic blackface.
Interesting. So, well, I had no desire to ever get that anyway.
Well, there you go. All right. Thank you for clarifying that. All right. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So, Dan Crenshaw, I'm torn about this guy. He's a war hero. He's a Republican, but he's barely a Republican. It's just strange. Crenshaw now turning on the House Freedom Caucus.
There's two types of members of Congress. There's performance artists, and there's legislators. Now, the performance artists are the ones that get all the attention. They're the ones you think are more conservative because they know how to say slogans real well. They know how to recite the lines that they know that our voters want to hear. Let me tell you guys something. In the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, when Republicans were in control, when every single time we were voting on Donald Trump's agenda, who do you think was at the top of that list voting with Trump, and who do you think was at the bottom? A lot of names you would recognize were at the bottom of that list. A lot of names you would recognize are at the top of that list. Number two is probably going to make you cringe a little bit. It's Adam Kinzinger. Voted with Trump almost 99%. He was number two. You know who's at the bottom? Everybody in the Freedom Caucus. All of them. What you hear so often is not true. It's not true. We have grifters in our midst. Not here, not like in this room. That's not what I mean. I mean in the conservative movement. Lie after lie after lie, because they know something psychologically about the conservative heart. We're worried about what people are going to do to us, what they're going to infringe upon us.
So do you buy into that argument? And I haven't looked at the voting records of the House Freedom Caucus, but there were times that they voted against the president, and it's because they were standing on their conservative values and principles. And I respect that. Now, my question is, who do you trust, Congressman Jim Jordan, Congressman Louis Gohmert, or Congressman Dan Crenshaw? I mean, Crenshaw, Cheney, Kinzinger, these guys are always out there, and they're always attacking their fellow conservatives. And then when their fellow conservatives return fire, boom, they become the victims. Never have understood that. You know what? Settle your differences in private behind closed doors. There's no reason that the entire country needs to see you guys fighting like that. It's ridiculous. All right, let's go to Steve, Moorhead City, North Carolina, the talk station. All right, Steve, what's going on?
Well, thank you for taking the call first. My mom and dad, we're Catholic, and so we go to church, and then after church, We'd come home, or on the way, we'd stop and get Krispy Kreme donuts.
Ooh, love Krispy Kreme.
And then Mom and Dad, oh, yeah. And Mom and Dad, and we, especially when the sign comes on, hot donuts now.
Oh, that's the best.
They always did it right after church. They knew what they were doing.
Oh, they knew what was going on.
You bet. And so we would get the donuts, and then Mom and Dad would spread out the paper, and we would all read different sections and then pass it to the next. And then we would have a conversation. And Mom and Dad were, absolutely diametrically, they were opposed as far as political things went. Daddy was a very, very conservative. He was fiscally conservative, but he was, in many ways, very socially liberal. Mama was exactly the opposite. And so the conversations we would have led us to common ground. We'd find something that we all agreed on. You know, we're...
Did we lose Steve? Oh, Steve is there. All right, we've got Steve.
I'm still here.
Yeah, look, I see what you're saying, and I'm not, you know, again, I think my grandparents were in the same boat. My grandpa, though, was the Democrat in the family, and then my grandmother, the Republican, and my grandfather later came along to, I think it was Jimmy Carter that finally convinced him to leave the Democrats, and that was the first time he voted for a Republican, Ronald Reagan. He was one of those Reagan Democrats. Back in the day. But, I mean, I think this is a great story, Steve. I'm just wondering, you know, are those kinds of stories, are they able to happen again today? Because based on that survey, most Democrats, an overwhelming number, say there's no way they would date somebody outside of their political beliefs.
See, and I disagree with that completely, because that's how you find common ground first. And for us, it was eating donuts, a meal, dinner, supper, and then you start having conversations. And next thing you know, you're finding some thread of common ground, and then you build off of that. And that's why I think there is hope for what's going on right now. I believe that this administration is off kilter, but I believe the intention is good. So we need to have... I think President's Day ought to be a holiday for everybody, and we ought to all break bread and just talk about our differences and say, hey, what do we agree on? Because we're the greatest nation on earth.
Well, that's true. That is true. All right, Steve, appreciate the call. God bless you. Steve says we've got to find common ground. Oh, another great, Grace, last Sunday's episode of Yellowstone. Have you started watching Yellowstone?
No, I haven't yet.
Grace, you got to watch Yellowstone.
I know. No spoilers.
So the it's about a ranch, Montana.
Yes.
And the family's got a cook, not a chef, but he's a cook, but he's a good cook.
Sure.
And they were last week's episode. It's getting a little. There's a little bit of wokeness going on because apparently one of the executive producers is a leftist, and now he's starting to kind of insert some stuff. So anyway, they had a big environmental protest, and one of the people arrested ended up at the ranch as a guest. And they're sitting down for breakfast, and they asked the gal what she wanted, and she said wheatgrass. And so they were like, what? Because they have wheat. So they were like, okay, we're going to go outside and cut down some wheat and liquefy it.
Oh my gosh.
And, then she says, well, I'm also gluten. And the chef looks at her, says, what's that?
Oh my
what's
gosh.
Gluten? It's a great show. Okay. We've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Our website again, toddstarns.com. Don't forget, you've got about 10 minutes to sign up for that newsletter. It'll be coming out in just a matter of moments. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Thank you.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
All right, we are still waiting for the Juicy Smollett verdict, ladies and gentlemen. Juicy is on trial right now, and the jury is deliberating, so we still don't have a verdict here. But Juicy is facing a lot of trouble. And by the way, the question is, Don Lemon over at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, as always, Judge Joe Brown. The big question is whether or not he might face the same fate as Fredo Cuomo, because Juicy was asking Don Lemon for some help here in getting out of the getting out of trouble. So we don't know how this is all going to play out. Grace, why are you looking at me like that?
It's just, I don't even know. I almost just laugh at the whole thing. And your little nicknames for them, I'm laughing at too.
You know, it's interesting. Was it because the allegation is that Juicy was attacked by two white guys wearing? He was going to the subway. It was what, 3 below 0 or something?
Yes,
it was like 3 or 4 degrees below 0, and he had a hankering for a tuna sub.
It's not even real tuna.
Yeah, I think there's dolphin in there.
Ugh.
Is that true? I don't know.
I've seen some bad things, but continue. I don't know why you would venture out and risk your life for Subway.
I want to get a sandwich.
You've got other problems there.
Yeah, so they will never be an advertiser of the Todd Stearns radio program.
I'm sorry, Todd.
But anyway, when he came back, there were these two guys, white guys, wearing the MAGA hats, and they were saying very mean things about it. What they did, a noose. Is that right? There was a noose involved in some capacity. They tried to choke him. I forget all the details.
Well, it sounds like it was all fabricated.
Make-believe, because apparently it was two Nigerians, and they've got it all on video. The whole thing is on video. And then a Juicy is still trying to say that it's it didn't happen.
Yep.
He's saying it's all made up, make-believe.
Yep.
And apparently he was going to clubs with the gay clubs and bathhouses with the big Nigerian dudes.
What a guy.
Were there twin brothers or just brothers?
I don't know.
It's all weird.
It's all very weird.
And disgusting. But, you know, we're not supposed to judge. We'll let the Lord handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're waiting for the jury to come back with a verdict. And you do wonder if justice is going to be served here or if this will be another, I don't know, O.J. Simpson. Who knows? By the way, no truth to the rumor that they're looking for two white guys wearing MAGA hats for the torching, the arson of the Fox Christmas tree. I don't think that happened. I really don't. No, they've got their guy. He's out on the street already. They let him out of jail. Unbelievable. All right, look, folks, tonight we're going to continue following the breaking news, and we'll also keep you posted on the situation with Ukraine, the Russians, the Chinese, and Iran. It is a great big mess out there, and we just have to make sure that our elected leaders do not stumble their way into a shooting war. I mean, nobody wants that. Again, ToddStearns.com. Sign up for that great newsletter and also download our podcast. And we also have the great app. And again, folks, if you haven't seen it, go to kwamradio.com, click on the app. You'll be able to hear me, Sebastian Gorka, Armstrong and Getty, Lars Larson, Larry Elder, some great conservative voices only on KWAM Radio. It is a great resource. Download it today. Be good, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.